extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking to Henry from Connecticut.
Yes.
And he's asked a question about the real name of the House of Windsor. And it was Weishaupt who, when he was driven from the country, ran to the Duke of Saxe-Gotha. An irreverent to Satanist, in fact, to hide for a while. And as his reward, he became the king of, his family became the royal family in England, and they changed their name to Windsor. Their real name is Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. And we see that Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, has a most unusual last name. It's Sonderburg, Glucksberg, Holstein, and one other name that evades me at the moment. Henry, is there anything else that you wanted to touch on? I got 3 calls stacked up here behind you.
One other thing I'm trying to think. Is the Thule Society still around? And And also, there's a guy named Carl Willie Gutt who supposedly helped Himmler with the runes. You know, if you don't know anything about that, I'll just move on. But is the Thule Society still around?
We don't hear much of it, but we really don't hear much of any of these secret societies that are behind the strings, beings pulling the strings.
Okay. I just want to say, I'll say this here, and I'm going to hang up right now. I do agree with you about Eisenhower. You said he was a communist. By the way, he wasn't Jewish, was he? Because I got told that he was German.
Well, in his yearbook at the West Point, it puts down there below his picture that he was a Swedish Jew. But I don't think he was a real Jew. I from the tribe of Judah. I think he's one of those false ones from the tribe of Khazar. Thanks for your call, Henry. We appreciate your input.
But I agree with that. I think he was a communist.
Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, sir. Morris, jump right into it, would you please, sir?
Well, I was just thinking that no man has a choice but to choose. And when this country of ours takes away our vote, that on their level, that takes away our choice. But I'm like Joshua. I'm going to choose this day to serve Yahweh.
Amen.
And, you know, Ralph Waldo Emerson once said the most dangerous thing is illusion. And I was listening to one of your earlier callers talking about, you know, we don't, something to the effect of we don't have our freedoms, or he didn't feel he had his freedom, but I have my freedom, and thanks to people like John Stattmiller that has RBN Live, for those people that can handle the truth, I'm not going to fall away from it. I'm going to keep my faith, and I just kind of feel pretty much it's the faith, and there's just two choices. What do you think about that?
What's the two choices?
Yeah, just either Yahweh or the dark side.
That's not much of a choice, is it?
It's one or the other. I don't see good and bad on each side, or, you know, the truth does not change. It's according to our ability to stomach it. And that's really kind of how I feel. There's a lot of choices that people can make. I was reading this one book, and he's pretty close to some things that I've always known. It's by Steve Wahlberg. It's End Time Delusions. And, you know, it's really, we really just have one choice, and that's to serve our Creator or not to serve, you know.
Well, anybody that makes the last one, stupid.
Yeah. But, hey, I really appreciate your insight, and really enjoyed listening to your show. And, I know we got Vicky Karp and some people down here that's been working on this voting scam that they've got going on. But one thing about it in this area, we're getting more and more people every day on the right side. And I just wanted to tell you, I really appreciated your work. I've been working fighting these toll roads. I've been going to Campo meetings and everything else. But I just had to give you a call and let you know that when I saw the spirit of your show and felt your spirit, that I wanted to call in and thank you for doing this excellent job. This is one of the greatest shows I've heard in a long time, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you. I sure appreciate your encouragement, sir.
All right. Well, have a great day.
God bless you. Hang in there.
Okay.
Our next caller is Paul. Come on, Paul. What do you have to say? Jump right into the heart of it. Do we have Paul? Oh, John, okay. That's fine. Go ahead, John.
Here I am. excuse me. The King of Spain, I understand, is one of the few that is supposedly like the, how do you describe it? They're not only one of the upper kings, but they're the King of Jerusalem. And you have a couple of, that actually the King of England isn't a king of Jerusalem. They're related somehow, but they're not really the true king. And as you're seeing, like, the Spanish taking over our road system, there's a couple of dots that are connected to where, such as we purchased Louisiana, purchased from France, but that was actually given from Spain, and there was like a clause in the writings that as it was given, there might be like a backdoor contract. They can have it back somehow. I hear the music coming. Didn't know if you had camera.
Hold on, John. We'll take it up on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Program. This is your host, Jack Otto. And we're talking to John, who's trying to lay out a point here. John, would you continue, please?
Well, the Antichrist is supposed to be somebody that is the head of all the kingships, which one is of Jerusalem. And so now there's a satanic order or whatever of the Antichrist. And as he has different helpers or different organizations that are all in tide that try to generate this to bring it about, some of the keys, they have to be the king of, like, Jerusalem is one of them. And it's my understanding the kings of England right now are not the king of Jerusalem also. We have a couple of Germans that fit the mold of that. They're Australians. They're not Australians.
Austrian?
Yes, Austrian. And so I didn't know if you have that kind of backup information or not. Or
I can't tell you all the details of what all these people are doing, but I sure do enjoy bringing out the information that I do have. Because we need to understand more about what's going on here and how these people are working to set us up. You know, by the way, I wanted to ask you, John, how are you listening to us tonight? Is this on the internet or the shortwave?
I'll be honest with you, I called in to be on with Deanne Burley, and I must be early.
Oh, okay.
And you have a very good, interesting show, and I'll be honest with you, myself, I've been out of my body where I've had a 10-ton bulldozer hit on me, and I was able to speak from out of my body from above myself, And the gentleman that I spoke to was my coworker, and when I got out of the hospital, he shook my hand. He says, "Herb, get it out of me." And, you know, he told me exactly what I told him, and basically I had a 10-ton bulldozer that hit me from my neck to my toes with the roll cage, and it was only about maybe 5 inches wider than me. And why God let me live is, you know, I should have popped like a grape, because it actually fell 10 feet before it hit me. And there's no question, God is God. But my question sometimes is, there's spirits out there such as Buddha that I felt were helpers of God. You know, we have the Holy Ghost, and you have powerful spirits that helped in humanity, and just because they weren't God doesn't mean they weren't helping us. But they are a servant of God. And if you're on an island and you didn't know of the Catholic religion, or you didn't know of Judaism or whatever, you can know God. The Hidden Book of Thomas talks about things like that. And I don't know, have you got a response to that at all?
Well, there's lots we don't know. But we do know that a whole lot of Christianity has been followed with pagan religion. That indeed, Easter was never meant to be part of Christianity. Those were the fertility rites with the little bunnies and the eggs that came from paganism. And Christmas was the celebration of the winter solstice. So we see a lot of confusion with the mixture of these pagan religions into Christianity that was instituted primarily with by a guy named Constantine, one of the Roman emperors. But we're going to have to move along. John, thank you for your call. I appreciate your help.
Thank you very much.
Do we have Paul now? Okay, Paul has slipped off. I want to tell you about a most important quote from David Rockefeller himself. He wrote a book, and I imagine he did not write it himself. He's so filthy rich, he'd hire somebody to work for him to do that. But in this autobiography called Memoirs, there is an amazing quotation that you need to try to memorize so that you can quote it to other people. It goes like this. For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. Now, he is proud that he has committed treason. Because when you work against the best interest of the United States, working for a different political agenda, a global political and economic structure, that's treason. More people need to wake up and smell the reality of what's going on here. It's not wake up and smell the flowers. It's not wake up and smell the rosettes. Our freedom is at stake. And if we don't wake up and wake up others so that they understand what's happening, we're letting something very important slip right through our fingers. Every week, I want to be sure and ask you to remember that freedom isn't free. It was purchased at the price of toil and treasure and blood. And if you can, do what you can to help support the cause of freedom. Because you're not going to find it supported by your television, your newspapers, your big name magazine. They're delivering propaganda to knock the slats off and underneath you and slip you into servitude. So I would ask you to support your public broadcasting at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. Send what you can, because your children and your grandchildren really need to keep this freedom. Now, I'm using my telephone right now, so I don't want you to call at this moment, please. But if you need to get a hold of me after the program, you can call me at area code 313-582-2481. Let me give you that number one more time. Area code 313-582-2481. Well, we got Paul back from New York. We probably lost you. Glad to hear from you, sir. Go ahead.
Claire, let me turn my computer off real quick here, Jack.
Okay, he's going to turn off his computer in
Texas. What is this code? Is
there? Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Hey, Jack, I want to thank you for the prayer that you started with. Excellent. That is what needs to be done on all levels, but I'll leave that right there. Jack, I got your book years ago. You still there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
I got your book years ago, World War III. And the one thing that impressed me about it that really made a difference was that all these people involved in these machinations are pseudo-Jews. And they're going to disappear in the woodwork when everything comes down, and that this has nothing to do with Judaism. I'd like you to speak to that a little bit. That,
well, it's time,
guys, are going to just disappear in the woodwork. Go ahead.
Well, let's take a moment to define some terms here. Now, when you look in the Old Testament, you see that there were 12 Hebrew tribes. The 10 northern tribes were called the House of Israel. The 2 southern tribes were Benjamin and Judah, or Judah, as we pronounce now that we have a J, harder J sound in our language. Now, if anybody is entitled to use the diminutive term Jew, it would be the people from the House of Judah, who lived in an area that was called Judea. And when we're talking about the people who were involved in this conspiracy to rule the whole world, we're not talking about those people.
There you go.
They have absolutely nothing to do with this great conspiracy to rule the whole world.
And Jack, I think we're getting caught up in this Jewish thing that we're trying to blame. I think we need to focus on that these people are not Jews, and they're going to disappear into the woodwork when all is said and done. Go ahead.
Well, to get to the point of who they really are, I think we have to go back in history to 500 A.D. when the Khazar warriors were driven out of northern Turkey. It was a rout, because everybody was against them. They were evil people. They were brigands, robbers, thieves. And those who fled to the west after they came out of northern Turkey went into Romania, Hungary, and areas in that part of East
beyond the pale.
beg your pardon?
Beyond the Pale.
Yeah, those who came into that area became the Gypsy.
Right.
And those who went with the monarch up into the steppes of Russia, later in 741 A.D., pretended to embrace Judaism. They did not really, truly make the conversion. This was not a heartfelt conversion. They were not prompted by the unction of the Holy Spirit. What we're talking about is people who made a political expediency because they knew that there was some pressure to take sides in the growing contention around them. Coming down from the north was Eastern Orthodox Christianity, and coming up from the south was Islam. And they knew if they embraced one of those two, it would offend the other. And by pretending to embrace Judaism, they were able to circumvent that problem. And in the
Jack, we got a lot of new people tuning into this movement, and it would be very easy for a lot of them. I think they want us to focus on the Jews, you know, and the powers that be, them. They're putting this up as a false flag sort of situation. And the thing I got from your book was that they're not Jews at all. They're pseudo-Jews, and they're using the Jewish religion as a cover, and they're going to fade in the background. They're going to change their names, you said. They're going to change their names as soon as the heat comes down. Go ahead.
Yes, they will change their names to Goyim or non-Jewish-sounding names so that they can literally lead the attack against the real Jews.
Yeah.
Well, we saw that already happened during World War II. In charge of each one of the prison camps was what was called a Judenrat, or Judenrat. And it was one of these false Jews from the Khazar tribes that was working diligently to suppress the real Jews. See, the numbers of the Holocaust may not be accurate.
Who knows? Right.
Well, we have guys like Simcha Katzman who chronicled the history there and said that before World War II, just at the beginning, the population of people claiming to be Jews was 3.5 million. Well, if there's only 3.5 million at the beginning of the war, there couldn't be 6 million killed.
Jack?
It's not physically possible.
Jack, I got a suspicion. I got this originally from your book 4 years ago when I first read it, World War III, that they're going to use this Jewish thing to paint us all as anti-Semitic, whatever. And you got to be very careful here that when we say Jewish conspiracy, we're going to be labeled, they're going to use that as a handle, and your book was the first thing I got that this is, they're using the Jews as a scapegoat again.
Yes, that's exactly what's being done. It's setting up. And we should not paint with a broad brush, because not all of these Khazar warriors that became Ashkenazi Jews are evil. But many of them have taken our side in this issue and coming out and spoken out against it, oftentimes at their own personal peril. Let me mention a couple of those guys. Patriotic Ashkenazim. Guys like Rabbi Antelman, Jack Bernstein, Rabbi Dr. Elmer Berger, Rabbi J. Bronfman Kadmikon, Myron Fagan, who did so much to expose communism in Hollywood, Dr. Seth Harber, J. Charles Fishbein, Ben Friedman, who was the owner of Woodbury Soap and spent his entire fortune trying to enlighten us as to the peril that was against it. And Ben Friedman was the bagman for Henry Morgenthau, Morgenthau Sr., who was the Secretary of Treasury under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, whose real name was Rosenfeld.
I know that. I saw that in your book.
So there are more of these gentlemen who took our side, like David Hogan and David Irving, who just got out of prison. We got a break coming up here. You want to hold over, Pop?
Good, man.
All right, we're going to a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're talking to Paul from New York, who has asked about the differences between the two types of Jews, the real Jews from the Hebrew tribes, from the house of the tribe of Judah, or more properly pronounced Judah, and contrasting them with the Khazar warriors that only pretended to embrace Judaism in 741 A.D. And in noting the differences between the Hebraic Jews and the Ashkenazim, or false Jews, we find that there are several of them. First of all, let's talk about the object of worship. The real Hebrew children all worshiped Yahweh, the Creator. Whereas these Kiwistar warriors, once they started studying about Judaism, came across a character with whom they could truly identify. It was Lucifer, the morning light that fell from grace and became Satan, the adversary. And they formed a secret inner circle within Judaism dedicated to Satan. Hence, in Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, it refers to them as the synagogue of Satan. They are of different race. The Hebrews are of the Caucasian race, whereas these Khazars come from the Mongoloid race. They are Turkofin. They follow different lineage. The real Jews, tribe of Judah, follows paternity. It's from father to oldest son. Whereas to be a Khazar type of Jew, it follows maternity. If your mother was a real Jew, then you're one of them kind of real Jews. They speak different languages. Hebrew children speak Hebrew, whereas the Khazar warriors speak Yiddish. Now, they like to tell us that Yiddish is a mixture of Hebrew and German, but it's really a mixture of the Khazar language with German. Very few real Hebrew words are mixed in there. They have a different homeland. The Hebrew children come from the Middle East, whereas the Khazars are from Turkey. They have a different nature. The Hebrew children are agricultural and nomadic people, whereas the Khazars were warriors. And they have a different religious text. The Hebrew children, the tribe of Judah, reveres the Torah, whereas the Khazars are into the Talmud. And if you ever read in that Talmud, it will make you sick. Does that answer your question, Paul?
Jack?
Yes, sir.
Like I told you, your book really opened my eyes in a lot of ways that this is not a question of Jewishness or anything else. They're going to all change their names when the shit hits the fan.
Got to be careful how you talk on the air.
Right. I love John Stittmiller, whatever. Listen. We're focusing too much on the Jews, and they're going to use that against us. They're going to use that to shut us down. They're going to use that with the hate crime laws. It has nothing to do with Jews. We're talking about Satanism.
Sure.
We're talking about Masonry. We're talking about anti-Christian.
I'm afraid we're finished for today. That's the end of the program. You got the last word, Paul. God bless you, folks, and good night. You can give me a call, area code 313-582-2481. We'll see you 1 week from tonight.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS. or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Dan Borley Show live on RBN. We're also on Truth Radio Monday through Friday. And folks, don't forget, this week, in fact, in a couple of hours, you're going to have to change your clocks forward. I think it's fall forward or jump back or one of those things. But get ready to change your clocks back because we have new time. Well, the thing is that this new time change could be a thing that might lead to another Y2K glitch because they're saying that some of the appliances or equipment might not be able to be suitable to take this change. And it's very interesting. In addition, we have also in the news... Oh, boy, I'm sorry. I'm coughing pretty bad here. But we also have, you know, some things that hit the news that I wanted to talk to you about that's really disturbing to me. It seems as though that the Cherokee Nation had a big powwow within the last couple of weeks. They decided to exclude from the nation any descendants, black descendants, that is, to slaves. They have been removed from the Cherokee Nation. Now, isn't that odd? I think it's really strange. It's, when I look at this, I kind of wonder if they're doing that due to the fact that maybe it's a possibility that something's getting ready to happen with land. Again, a lot of American Indian tribes are involved with casinos, and there is a question of the situation of the treaties they had with the United States in the beginning. So why is it all of a sudden that, you know, blacks were voted out of the tribe? I thought that was very interesting. If you want to comment about that, call in at 800-313-9443. Also, folks, we're going to have two guests on. I'm not sure if John is here yet. John, are you here?
Yes, I'm in a DM.
Hey, you're awake.
I wasn't. Preset the clocks ahead, and so when I woke up, I was in a half hour late, so I was in a half hour into the other show, so that was fine, though. It was very interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, I have not set my clocks back yet, or forward. What is it, spring forward, fall back, or?
Spring forward. You got to set them 1 hour ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Then that's at 2 o'clock, though, right? In the morning?
Well... as far as I know, when I woke up, I was into the news, which meant I was past 11 o'clock, which I should have been late. So the television in our area has already switched their scheduling times, and I couldn't honestly tell you. I heard the 11th, which would be at midnight. Now, I'm not an expert at it.
It's
spring ahead, and normally I'm asleep at this time. I'm not worried about it, but we're into it, and we're already, as far as I know, we've already sprung ahead.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I heard this thing that it's going to affect the clocks on the computer again. It's going to affect all these other things and stuff. So it sounds like another Y2K phenomenon may be abreast here. What do you think of that?
Well, there's lots of things. It's like the Black Cherokees. It's too bad because these people now have established themselves with the Cherokee Nation. And again, you're talking probably contracts of treaty back in what? 1700s or whatever. And so anyhow, who knows what wall they're putting in our mind to try to control us, and why someone would all of a sudden be concerned about that. It just seems to be par for the course at this time in our lives that all these strange things are taking place, and things that violate to where someone had a piece of land before and it was okay, and then all of a sudden because someone says, oh, your color's off or something, you no longer meet that criteria and we're going to take it from you, and you were supposed to accept that wall in their mind that they're putting up. But it puts someone to a point where they've lost their land, they've lost their livelihood, they have to completely change their life, and it puts them in a state of pick up arms and fight for their life or something of that nature. And it's just, there's so many things like that going on right now, it's just unreal.
And no, you know, it's just like, you know, we were talking about the court case that you've been, you know, fighting with. You know, folks, this is, the thing is amazing. And I'm going to talk about attorneys really quick here. We have a huge crisis in this country with corruption. Corruption in courts, policing agencies, government agencies, you name it, corruption, where things that you know that are illegal and the things that you know should be, you know, handled or investigated or something, basically goes without any type of, you know, person or agency available to meet that cost. And then when you tried to go in and sue, the lawyers, all of them, haven't found one yet. Even ones that say that they are supposed to be doing stuff, all of them will tell you, oh, yeah, we do this. We're patriotic. We're helping them. We're going to do this with the cause. But when you ask them to help you in regards to a civil action, in regards to either corruption, abuse of the court system, et cetera, they can't handle it. None of them. They don't know if they can't handle that. Even medical malpractice claims, they can't handle that. Now, you will see on TV, they will advertise on TV, these lawyers that come out from nowhere. And in fact, I'm looking at a lawyer right now on TV, I'm looking at, and they'll come out and say, well, call me, we'll help you. Have you gone to the hospital, or did you, you know, have this medication, that medication, was it prescribed to you, and did you die? Well, you know, if you died, I guess you couldn't be hearing it. But they're talking to family members, and they say, call this number. You call the number and they don't handle it. They'll come up with some excuse saying they don't handle it. So what kind of certain cases do they handle? What do you do to get an attorney these days? Now, in regards to people with tax disputes and things like that, there is absolutely nothing out here. They claim they collect money from you. They ask for $2,000-$3,000. You know, if you need a person to deal with a tax expert issue, you've got it right here. Call us at this number, 555-5555. Call us right now today. You call a number and you tell them what's going on, and they'll get your money. As soon as you pick up the phone, they'll ask you for $2,000, $3,000, whatever the number is that they can pick up. And then after they ask you for that money, you send it in. They basically don't do any different than you could have done. Or if you went to one of the H&R Block offices, they don't do anything. And same thing with the government offices. If you got complaints about something happening in a government office that is supposed to investigate certain things, they'll come back and say to you, oh, there's no problem here. Even though in black and white, you have all this evidence that says clearly that so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that, and it's all, you know, defined with copies of the law, and attached to that is where the breach occurred. The people there don't know what to do with it. They'll came and they don't know what's going on, and they don't handle it, and they give it to the supervisor who come back and write you a letter saying, hey, we don't handle that. There's something wrong. It's something wrong with you because you don't understand what it is that we do. And that's the point. We don't know what they do. They get paid. They get salary. They get money from you, from me, and everybody out here, and they get cut the money. They represent us in these offices, and then they come back, and they say, we don't handle that. And then they're supposed to have another office about that, that you call in to complain about the other office, and you don't know what that number is. They can't give you the number to complain. And if you get into that number's got a whole dictionary of letter numbers that you have to go through to try to find a person that handles all these situations that one person shouldn't have handled in the beginning. So you made umpteen calls, spent hours and days on the phone, going around up and down the circle, made the copy industry a lot of money because you're copying things and faxing things like nobody else's business, because your days are numbered, because you're trying to fight something that's coming down after you, and you have no way of showing that there was a fraud committed in the beginning. That's what happened to John. And you can't find a lawyer. There is absolutely no lawyering person out there that has what do they call that? But I don't want to say that here. To stand up and fight, because they don't want to go against their brethren. They don't want to go against their friends. They don't want to go against who? But you pay them anywhere from 2, 3, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, $50,000 an hourly in addition to. Once you give them the money, they don't do anything. And heaven forbid you have a medical issue. Some of them cart your information over the other side. And you go to their brethren, which happens to be the Bar Association, and you go and complain to the Bar Association about these attorneys not doing their job, and you know what they come back and say? Oh, we don't see nothing wrong. And I mean, I see lawyers give people's information over to the other side, sit down in cafeterias, talking to the other side, handing documents back and forth to compromise your case. You know what I'm talking about. Folks out there, I know you know what I'm talking about because you experienced this. Giving money to an attorney and then they rat you out in the back end and then they basically walk away from the case. Or, like in John's case, one of them became a DA. And it has absolutely nothing to do. In fact, the DA one he had, I called him up on the phone. He's down there in the Boston area. He sits there and talks about, oh, yeah, well, I'm a DA, and, I was working on that case, but it was common law. And I said, what does that got to do with the situation of the fact that it seems like this case was thrown and there was a little bit of coercion and maybe something was going on? Did you do your job? And he just basically said nothing because, you know, he got that job already. So you look at how he got that job. Did he get it because he helped lose a case? Now, I had the guts and gall to come up here and say this because, you know what, I'm an insider. I used to work in the court system. I used to work with lawyers, and I know what they do. And I will expose it because the thing is that, again, it, you know, just like people say buying a house is a lot of money. Well, that's a lot of money for folks to come up with $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in a whap and hand it to somebody, and they just flagrantly run off with it and do absolutely nothing. This is what's going on here in America, folks. So we have whistleblowers out here. How many whistleblowers do we have? My God, from September 11th and before, we got hundreds and thousands of people out here that have blown the whistle on everything you can imagine that has gone on in this country that is corrupt and unjust and is borderline, I can't even think of a word for it. So that thing is, folks, even though you find these things and these conspiracies that they call out and you state them and you make that plain and clear, you know what? They come back and say, we don't handle that. No lawyers. Judges forget about it. Judges are lawyers before, and the same ones you're complaining about seem to be hitting the justice system and working as judges now.